Earl is sick, so we can pray for him later. Just think of all of the needs that there are in the world today. Think of the needs that you have. As I watch and listen to the stuff going on in Japan, I'm sure if I ask a Japanese individual, they would tell me what their needs are. Some would say, as we were listening to one program, they were saying, I want to find my daughter and my grandson. Somebody said, please send us water and send us food. Some people will probably say, our need is safety because we're close to the radiation of this nuclear plant that's going to, blow up possibly. And if I asked you what your needs were, you might say, I've got a problem with my stomach, or I got a problem with my back, or, I got a problem with the child, or I have a problem with my neighbor, and there's all sorts of needs that come up. All sorts of needs. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 tells us how we need to express our needs to our Heavenly Father. So in Matthew chapter 6, and we'll start reading in verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. What's he talking about here? Is he saying that we should never pray in public? No. If these men were praying specifically so that men would fill their needs. It's like somebody I heard once, there was a preacher at one place, and he was he really wanted people to help him. So, he got his work shoes, holes in them, and he knelt down, real spiritual, and so people could see that he had holes in his shoes. So what happened? Everybody wanted to buy him a new pair of shoes. Okay? It's saying that men that see it, they have the reward. And that's hypocritical. Why? Why is it hypocritical? Because if I have a father who knows everything, and that's what the text is going to tell us as we continue reading, verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy father which is in secret, and thy father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. There's a reward. I'm going to go here and I'm going to tell God my needs. Here are all my needs, dear God. And then I'm going to see them fulfilled in public. So I have a need for this. And bang, there it is. God fulfills it. And I can understand why some of the older brethren, they didn't really want to tell people what their needs, because they wanted to see how God was going to fulfill that. Because, many times men have this soft spot, and if you tell them the need, they'll fill it. But then it's really hard to know if it's from God, isn't it? That's a real difficulty. Because, there was another story I remember when we were doing some case studies of missionaries. And this one brother knew a lot of missionaries. And he said, this one missionary, he prayed to God that he would give him a boat so he could preach down, down this one river. And he prayed and prayed and prayed, and God didn't give him the boat. So he said, man, I just need to let some people know. So he let some people know, and he got the boat. He got the boat, and it ruined his ministry. Ruined his ministry. Because it was not the time nor the place to have that boat. Interesting. Men many times will give you what you need, but it's not what God wants you to have. Sometimes we need to have needs so that we come to God and in dependence of Him. And we keep reading here. Verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. What is that saying? Well, I remember, you do the rosary and you do all the little things, and the Muslims have their beads too, and you think if you just repeat, that you're going to get it. Well, that's not the case, is it? Why isn't it the case? Verse 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knows what things ye have need of before you ask Him. So it's that surety that as I enter into God's presence and I speak with Him, He already knows ahead of time. I don't have to twist His arm. I don't have to convince Him. I don't have to barter with Him. I don't have to say, well, God, if you get me out of this one, I'll do this, 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 and this. Well, that's how I used to do that before I got saved. Well, God, you know, if you help me out of this one, I'll do this and this for you. Well, that's how the heathen do it. They make these little contracts with God. I don't need to make that contract with God. Why? Because my Father loves me and He knows my needs. So as I enter in with boldness. I enter in with the fact that God knows my needs and wants to fulfill them the best way possible. And it may not be my way. You know, I may want to do it a certain way, and God says, no, that's not how I'm going to fill it, but not that way. I'm going to take a long way around, you know. God's not as efficient as we like to try to be efficient, you know. God takes us around, and sometimes He takes us the route of suffering, the route of lack, but He gets us to the same spot. And we say, well, you know, that's how God works, isn't it? And tonight, you know, we come to pray as an assembly. There's tremendous amount of needs. Tremendous amount of needs. But the thing here isn't not that we shouldn't pray. It's not that we shouldn't ask. And that we shouldn't repeat what we repeated last week. But rather the confidence that when I go talk to God, God already knows and is waiting for me. You know, sometimes you know how it is with your children. I say, well, my kids need that. I'll just wait and see how long it takes them to respond. And they go, well, Dad, how about this? Oh, I was thinking about that. That's great. Yeah, I'm with you. Why? Because I could see the need ahead of time. You know, sometimes our kids think that we don't know. You know, that there's this such generation gap that you don't know what's going on. You know what's going on. Life hasn't changed that much, even with computers and air travel and all that business. Human heart is the same, isn't it? And when we come to God as a child does, right? Trusting that God is going to fulfill, right? I don't know about you, one of the things I did with all my kids, I enjoyed putting them on top of the refrigerator. And I said, jump. Why? What was the technique? I wanted them to see that I was there to catch them. You know, that's what God does in our lives. He puts us in situations where those situations make us trust Him more. He doesn't take the situation away. You know, oftentimes we like to get rid of the needs. But it's the needs that draw us over to God. So as we come today and we pray, may God help us to fulfill what God's needs are in our lives. Not what we perceive, but what God has in store for us. Because, you know, when we pray, and that's the next, you know, what's known here as the Lord's Prayer, it's not my will, but God's will be done in our lives, right? So may God guide us now as we pray that truly we may do as He directs us.